captain.
You.
Not me. Some of my is. And look at him.
He's surrounded by beautiful women.
Yes, he is.
It's 7:21. It's Sports Radio 1310, the ticket from the Tilted Kilt here in scenic Grapevine, where everyone is having
so
a grand
scenic.
Time.
And, so grand. So all, scenic.
We're all talking sports.
I've had about 11 SoCo and Lime shots since I was on here.
It's the ticket's Mike Reiner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's the ticket's Summama. It's the ticket's Dan McDowell. And I'm Bob.
It's like, why today doesn't suck?
It
yeah,
really
it's
is.
A little like that. Now,
let's get that going. Come on, Dan. Do some birthdays.
It's Mike Bassick's birthday. He's 33, isn't he?
I believe
yes.
he is.
So
it's John Rhodey's birthday.
That's right.
You see the Miami Heat playing on TV tonight, Dan.
Check.
Yeah, look at them.
Check.
Segway.
Are we all supposed to stop down for that and pay attention to it?
Uh-oh, they're down by 7, Dan. LeBron's losing.
Can't buy a title. Proven once again.
I swear, I hope they lose every game they
so
play.
So do I, and... Dan's I mean, this, love of LeBron is
this should not be
really
that
annoying.
Way.
Well, here's the deal, though.
No, I think
when they play the Lakers, you're going to be rooting for the Lakers. You still will be rooting for the
white
Lakers.
White owners? You've turned this into a racial
Well, I'm just
opponent.
Saying, why should it be, why do, why is he bound to whatever idiot drafts him in whatever asshole
trying,
of a town?
He's making this, right, he's turned this into slavery.
Yes, this
he's trying,
slavery
to, go,
all
he's
of
trying
a
to go to heaven without dying. I think the Cleveland owner said that perfectly.
That's right. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Right. He what wants. Is... He wants to just.
Hey, maybe I should hire.
He wants to show up on the throne. He doesn't want to
Bubba Gump
work his way
to
there.
Be the coach. And then, gosh, who has just taken a dump on this town over the years? And
I didn't say he had to stay in Cleveland.
Well, let me hire Danny Ferry.
I didn't say he had to stay in Cleveland.
Okay.
I said...
He went to play with his friend.
He didn't have to go play on someone else's team.
It's like George and Craig working together.
No, it's not. It's,
it's his good friend.
Whoa, it's, going to, it's going to play
How
for
How is that like them
team.
Working together?
Because he wanted to play with his friend, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade already has a title. You join him, so now it's your team? It's his team, Doug.
Well, it's his team because he's the best player, LeBron. No matter what team he went to in the NBA, including the Lakers,
yeah,
he'd be the
this.
Best player on
Wade
the team.
Wade would never get a ring without
some of
LeBron.
Well,
it's not about that. It's about he wants to... He's freaking 25.
Dude.
Wants to nail chicks and play some basketball with his friends.
It's really sad that you don't see the evil in this.
Like...
Auburn?
50-year-old white sportscasters have to decide what his legacy is going to be. Let him decide it.
He is.
Why don't you decide it?
He's decided to...
You decided.
He's decided to take the easy way out, thereby sullying his name forever.
So what's the hard way, then?
What are you filling out
the
here?
The hard way
earning
is
it like everybody
like
else?
Every athlete in the history of sports that's had to build and had to work their way there. They don't just show up and say, okay, I'm going to join another superstar.
Every athlete
sport.
In the history
Charles
of
Charles Barkley
every,
and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird
like
would
Bill
have
Russell
never done this like they've all said.
That's Bill Russell
times.
Who had to go to a woebegone franchise and just build
they
up.
They weren't winning titles every year when he showed up.
I'm sure they weren't. They didn't win a title before he got there?
He won 11 out of 13 years. He did.
And the winning started when he got there.
Did it? Okay,
yes.
Well then others who joined him then.
We're not talking about Sam Jones. We're talking about guys on Mount Rushmore of basketball. So if I said everyone, I certainly don't mean Will.
Well, who's
Perdue.
On the Mount Rushmore of basketball?
Well, if you consider yourself in the top, let's say, 10 of all time, which I'm sure LeBron does.
And you
look at like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had to join a team and build it himself and not take shortcuts and go.
It doesn't. Relate though,
it sure does.
He went to an actual team with an actual city, and they had an actual general manager.
That team never really got good until Rodman got there. So
that's a dumb point.
Is Magic Johnson on the Mount Rushmore of basketball or late night talk shows?
I think Magic Johnson's on the Mount Rushmore of basketball.
It's Magic Bird.
Is Larry Bird?
Yes,
I
Magic
think he is.
Bird Wilt.
Now, can I only have four? Because
Mashburn.
Now, how good were the Celtics
Rushmore
before Bird got there?
Well, take a look. They got to pick him in the lottery, or not the lottery, but they took him what second in the draft that year.
That doesn't mean that they were the second worst team in the NBA.
No, but they
weren't good.
They weren't very good.
How did
the
Lakers end up with Magic?
Let's see.
I mean, they weren't the worst team in the NBA to get Magic.
They were both in a pretty...
How did they get them?
I think the Celtics traded with somebody for the pick that turned into Bird.
Well, and they had to wait a year on him.
Yeah, and he was not the... I think he was like the sixth pick or something like that.
Which that rule...
Really?
I think. Does that sound right?
Yeah, he wasn't.
I'm trying to remember.
Really? He wasn't thought... I thought out of college he was thought of as...
Well, yeah, but they drafted him the year before.
They were going to have to wait on him. And a lot of people in the pros...
It's illegal now. You can't do that.
A lot of people in the pros weren't that high on him.
Okay, so wait. You could just draft a junior and say, I'll just wait a year.
They could have drafted me.
Which is still done in hockey and baseball. Well, hockey.
Now here,
baseball, I guess, doesn't do it.
I'll tell you something else.
Uh-oh. That's interesting. So you still own his rights. And then you have another first-round draft pick.
Here's another crazy draft quirk from back in the day. You had territorial picks in the very early 60s, which is how the Philadelphia Warriors ended up with Wilt Chamberlain.
Is it because that would help your franchise if you had a local guy to sell?
Yes, because he was from Philadelphia, and that's how the Cincinnati Royals ended up with Oscar Robertson.
See, I think LeBron could have gone to the Knicks, and I would have no problem with it because he's going somewhere and he's trying to build, and he's clearly the best player. I think going to Miami is just—it sullies his image.
Well, they were not that great of a team before he got there.
Somebody explain to me how Chris Bosh got in on this.
That is
every
If you have anger,
because they played in the Olympics together.
If you have anger, though.
Okay, well, I understand how
every band needs Adam Clayton.
I understand the connection between the three of them, but how is it that he is grouped in with those two guys? I mean,
that he's that great?
Yeah.
He's not. They know that.
No, he's not.
He was the biggest free agent of the year, though, Mike.
He's their Horace Grant.
And he makes more than LeBron, doesn't he?
He's their Harvey Grant.
He's their Harvey Grant.
Does he make more than LeBron, or Wade? Like, two of them make a little more than the other one. I think maybe LeBron and Bosh make a tiny bit more than Wade.
Yeah.
Bosh makes more than Dirk.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's maxed out. Dirk took less.
I thought Bosh made 14.
Yeah, Dirk took less to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, Bosh was sign and trade.
Dirk took less so they could...
Dirk could have had...
Re-up Barea.
There's just so many...
Hey, who's had fun watching the Mavs the last two games?
They've been fun.
Me.
Sure.
Okay.
How about you? Have you watched any Mavs this year?
A little bit last Saturday night.
See?
I'm getting into it now.
You guys need to hang out.
I'm starting to get into it now.
Why am I watching every game start to finish? What's wrong with me?
Look, World Series put it all on
hold. What do you think of those Blues?
Look.
I don't mind them.
Man. Did I bring down the segment we did today?
You did okay. It sounded like you're reading off a cue card, but other than that, you did okay.
I was not reading off a cue card. So, I knew enough about the game to know what to talk about.
So the Mavericks seems like they tackled Memphis pretty well in that third quarter where everything went right for the Dallas Mavericks.
Let's talk about that,
Mark.
Well, yeah, that's right. Oh, wait. That's Doogie.
Sorry.
That's really good.
I didn't say that. It was not like that.
You need to disavow LeBron. The sooner you do that, the sooner we're
everybody
we can
needs to disavow LeBron.
Yeah.
Just the way he broke up, Dan. I'm not saying you have to defend your city.
No, but you
just
know what?
Just his aloofness.
What did you
what
say the other day
so
about his handlers?
Yeah, he has Harvard problems and community college advice.
Yeah, and that's. I just think he listened to his buddies who thought it'd be a great idea to have this show, and everybody will love you even more if you have this show and announce it on TV.
Yeah, everybody wants to know what you're going to do, little
buddy,
so get out there and have this show.
How old does he have to be before
he's joining us now?
Why do you got to bring him into this?
How old does he have to be before you hold him responsible, though?
11.
I think he's 25 now. When he's 30, will he have to...
Is he only 25?
I don't know.
Yeah,
when I was 25...
So.
I don't want you bringing up anything I did then.
Okay, no. but at what age can we finally
now? What
out?
If you gave me like $10 million a year between 18 and 25,
would
and then
would you be alive?
I would be more apt to be out of the league, I think, than LeBron.
What would the odds be that between the ages of 18 and 25, and you had like unlimited money, let's say $5 million a year, that you would have AIDS right now? Back when Magic caught it.
Sports?
No, I'm serious.
We're having a nice NBA talk.
If you're going to the local Cleveland pubbery,
and now
just throwing money around with your fur coat on and stuff.
Well, first of all, I can see his point of, you know, Cleveland ain't that great, and I wanted
but
to move
other
away
choices.
From there.
It's not either or.
And now he's in Cleveland, and he could go live in Miami. And look at all those chicks.
Go play on Miami's team.
What's wrong in New York? He can go there.
Go play on your own team.
There. Yeah, get your own.
If
man.
Larry joins
don't
Magic's
join
team,
somebody else's.
I'm not going to say, oh, well,
Larry wouldn't
so
have joined.
There was
Larry
no talent on Magic's team.
Though,
Magic
huh?
just made a group of guys who couldn't play basketball.
No,
in the
you know
team.
What? Kareem was sucked.
Right.
He was terrible.
No, James
saying,
Worthy was no good. I'm you know what? McHale. Well, McHale's Worthy, like thought of as
James
a,
Worthy wasn't there. Magic is the guy who brought it all together.
Was he?
Yes.
You can't dispute that.
Why don't you ask some of the Lakers what they think about that?
Norm Nixon was running.
They'll tell you the same thing. Jack Wagon. I hate the God. I jumped.
You really did.
Anyway, go LeBron.
Yeah, it was all Norm.
For him.
It was all Norm Nixon's team. Before.
I'll tell you what, though, it is going to make
Norm Nixon was nice.
It is going to make
nice
the playoffs player. Awesome. Assuming the Heat make.
Well,
the
now
playoffs.
Now you have
if
an
he
enemy.
He would have stayed in yeah. Cleveland. Seriously, think of the interest in
are
the
they
NBA
losing right,
right
now?
Now?
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
What if he would have stayed in Cleveland?
No, it's not. Nah.
I'm just saying, it would just be another.
It was a pretty big deal last year.
Let's go around again.
Cleveland was a pretty big deal last year.
Cleveland was on TV all the time.
Oh, I'm saying they were, but I'm saying the NBA.
Oh,
like right, like you said, when you get to the playoffs, dude, you're going to watch every Heat game.
Oh, I'm
rooting against them.
I'm going to make sure they go down.
They're now the Yankees.
Yeah.
The
and you know who else is going
to
make sure
and
they go down?
And wait till Cliff Lee goes to the Yankees. Is he going to be a big jerk?
No.
You know who else is going to make sure
no,
they go down?
We know this that this is a possibility.
But are you going to root against him like
what?
He's
no,
Satan?
I will be indifferent to
oh
him.
Oh, my God. He plays for the Yankees.
Kobe's not going to age because he's going to take down the Heat for the rest of his career.
Well, didn't you point that out the other day? The fact that
it's the greatest thing that ever happened to the Lakers.
The motivating factor now, because how do you motivate a guy with six ring or whatever? What's Kobe have now? Five?
Five.
Oh yeah, five.
They I mean, how do you motivate him? Now they have a true enemy that they can focus on.
By people.
What, was he going to focus on the Jazz?
People obsessing about
like
the
he hates
Heat.
Karolinka?
The entire summer is going to make put Kobe on absolute kill mode the entire season.
That's what I don't like about the NBA.
What, the black people?
There's two teams, three teams.
The story may be good, but I know how it's going to end.
Yeah, I know.
With
that's
Kobe.
What I hate about it, too.
With Kobe holding the trophy?
Yes, and I hate that.
I hate the fact that
you got to like Kobe against these clowns, though.
No. You know what? I hate the fact you go back to 1980 and you can pick five teams that have won titles. That's not right.
That's why it's so difficult.
That's why the Mavs
to load
bounced.
Up for another Mavs season.
The Mavs getting bounced in the first round.
Another
so
season of the Jason Terry high pick and roll. Oh,
who beat Boston? The Jet.
I
who's
know.
Coming down the runway now, Bob? But
are we
look
tired
at
of that?
Me.
When are we going to be tired of that pick?
Woo!
But if you want to talk about, I know how this episode's going to end. Give me the Jason Terry Dallas Mavericks.
No, I don't know. Tyson Chandler makes a big difference.
All right, well, it's 7:35, so I assume we're nearing the end of our 7:10 segment.
This is it. We're having such fun.
Why do we talk so much sports?
You guys want to do the Keezy hypothetical?
Because we like sports.
What is it?
Bob and I do.
Okay.
Now?
Well, we're late.
We'll do it. Tease it.
We may not have another round table.
All right, what is it? What's the Keezy hypothetical?
The Keezy hypothetical is next. I don't know.
I wanted to do it on the next.
Coming up next, Corby, George, Gordo Jr., Bob, Dan, and Mike.